The second edition of Super Rugby Aotearoa kicks off tonight, with the Highlanders hosting the Crusaders in the opening match before the Hurricanes host the Blues tomorrow. The Chiefs have the bye. And while the COVID-19 pandemic continues to disrupt sport and life around the world, one thing remains unchanged, the Crusaders being the heavy favourites to win. Rugby reporter Joe Porter reports.
The Crusaders and Super Rugby Aotearoa to the 10 Super Rugby titles that they've won.
The Crusaders won their fourth straight title last year and they're expected to make it five in a row in 2021, with the bookies paying just $1.50 for them to take out the competition. Coach Scott Robertson is confident complacency won't be an issue and says his desire for success hasn't waned.
We talk about how we can evolve our game and how we can keep our people connected, how we can get them excited and inspired to go again. That's sort of my focus. 5 years in, it doesn't feel like that. I'm still young, still got my hair. And I hope you still got my smile and a bit of humour. And look, I just love coming in and the infectious part carries out to the group.
The Crusaders kick off their title defence tonight against the Tony Brown-coached Highlanders in Dunedin. And despite being heavy favourites to win with nine All Blacks in the starting side, Robertson is anticipating a stiff challenge in front of an army of university students.
Brownie's smart, he's astute. The boys play for him. And, you know, all our games against the Highlanders in the last 5 years have been tough. They're a hell of a battle. It's a hell of an opener. They go down there under the roof in O-Week and full zoo, and we've prepared accordingly.
In contrast to the Crusaders, the Highlanders and Chiefs are at the longest odds to win the competition, with the teams finishing fourth and last, respectively, in 2020. The Chiefs lost all eight games last season, and All Black midfielder Anton Lennett-Brown says they're desperate to atone.
All the players that were a part of the team last year know that we've got to put some pride back in that jersey. Obviously, it was a disappointing year last year, so there's plenty of edge, I guess, around the environment and plenty of motivation.
Also not lacking motivation will be the Blues, who finished second last season, and are the team bookies believe most likely to usurp the Crusaders. First five Aotearoa Blacks says anything less than a title will be deemed a failure.
That's been our goal the last few seasons, to be up there with the Crusaders, and they've set a pretty high benchmark, not only in the last, you know, Super Rugby Aotearoa, but before that, they've been the pinnacle of this competition. So that's where we want to be, and obviously they're a big target for not only us, but a lot of the teams. They're the team to beat.
Rounding out the teams are the Hurricanes, who are predicted to finish third by odds makers and could struggle with a lack of star power at halfback and first five. However, they're playing for one of the franchise's favourite sons and All Blacks hooker, Dane Coles, who's likely to retire from rugby at the end of the year.
Obviously, last year, coming out for the Canes and haven't ruled out staying on, but I think just got to appreciate it this year, mate. It's always a special time when I get being back with the lads, so yeah, I won't dwell on it too much. I'll just contribute to the group and still have that same enjoyment and desire to perform and help the team out.
The Hurricanes open their season tomorrow night against the Blues in Wellington, and Coles knows a first-up loss would put them on the back foot in a competition that only lasts 11 weeks, with the five teams playing each other twice before a final. However, if the proposed Trans-Tasman Super Rugby tournament doesn't go ahead due to COVID-19, and that's looking increasingly likely, Super Rugby Aotearoa will be extended, with the teams playing each other three times. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Joe Porter aho.